The following is a presentation of Tomorrow's World.
One of the greatest mysteries in life is the question of death and the afterlife. What happens when you die? Will you ever live again? Is death really an illusion, since many believe your soul is immortal and it just goes to heaven or hell? The 2017 population clock assumes that 130,000 men, women, and children die every day. Did the death of these millions end any hope of future life, or will there be a future resurrection from death to life? My friends, you need to answer these questions. You need solid answers. Where do those answers come from? They come from the one who gave human beings life in the first place, our Father in heaven. He reveals the future of life after death, the real future, not just guesses or fantasies. That revelation is here in your Bible. What is the truth about life after death? What really happens when you die? You need to know. Stay tuned. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. There are many questions, myths, and mysteries surrounding the questions of life and death. What really happens when you die? Do you go to heaven or hell? Or do you await a resurrection as described in your Bible? On today's program, we'll answer those questions. You need answers to these questions. To help you in your study of these vital questions, we'll be offering you an inspiring free audio CD titled, Is There Life After Death? Be sure to write down the contact information to order your free copy. We have all lost friends and loved ones to death. We grieve over their death. An estimated 130,000 people die every day around the world. What happened to them? Where are they? We know of teenagers killed in an auto accident, sometimes celebrating a high school graduation on the way home from the graduation dance. Thousands of soldiers have given their lives for their country. Then millions are victims of war and terrorism. Many die in auto accidents or other transportation tragedies. Some live to old age and enjoy their senior years. We mourn over their death. Will we ever see them again? What happens when you die? Some religions teach that humans have an immortal soul. So logically, when the body dies, the immortal soul, supposedly you, must go somewhere. Many believe that when you die, you really do not die, but go to heaven or hell or purgatory, where you are cleansed with the hope of eventually going to heaven. Others believe that you will be transformed into another life form, reincarnated perhaps as a dog or a cat. Where did these ideas come from? My friends, these are questions you need to answer. There is one source upon which you can rely, and that is your Bible. Some intellectuals believe that some of the unbelievable superstitions about life after death came from the Bible. The opposite is true. My friends, you can find wonderful truth from your Bible, truth that clears away the myths and strange ideas. What is the truth? On Tomorrow's World, we encourage you to join us with your own Bible. What is the source of truth? If you have your Bible, turn to John, the 17th chapter. Here the great Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth, is praying to our Father in heaven. In this prayer, he is praying for his disciples, John 17, verse 17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. My friends, the greatest source of truth is from this book, which reveals the greatest reality in the universe. Billions of people around the world are deceived. There's a great deceiver that has blinded the minds of many from the truth, as it tells us in Revelation 12, verse 9. You can be free from the superstitions and false ideas of life after death. How? Turn in your Bible to John, the 8th chapter. Many listening to Jesus in Jerusalem believed in him as the Messiah. He said to them in John 8 and verse 32, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The truth frees us from the deceptions of this world, as it states in Revelation 12, verse 9. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. God's word, the Bible, frees us from that global deception if we follow its instructions. Notice what Jesus said in John 8 and verse 31. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." My friends, you need to study your Bible. The audio CD we're offering today will help you in that study. It's titled, "Is There Life After Death?" Be sure to write down the contact information to order your free copy. This audio CD will give you the awesome truth from your own Bible concerning the many questions you may have concerning life and death. The answers are powerfully encouraging and inspiring. Be sure to order your free copy. What do people believe about life after death? Most people, my friends, don't have the answers. In a May 2016 Gallup poll, Americans expressed their belief in the afterlife. 71% say they believe in heaven. 15% say they do not believe in heaven. And 14% are not sure. What do Americans believe about hell? 64% believe in hell. 22% do not believe in hell, while 13% are not sure. Do human beings go to heaven or hell when they die? My friends, what is the truth? What are the real answers? What does your Bible reveal? We'll answer those questions in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you this inspiring free audio CD titled, "Is There Life After Death?" This free audio compact disc contains three Tomorrow's World programs. Is There Life After Death?, The Three Resurrections, and Are They All Lost Forever? This free audio CD will give you the encouraging answer. And it will give you exciting, credible information from your own Bible that will give you hope for relatives and friends whom you may have thought were lost forever. This free audio CD, Is There Life After Death?, will give you the biblical references, and you'll be able to study on your own time and at your own convenience. Just pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio CD, Is There Life After Death? Just ask for the audio CD, Life After Death. You can also order this free audio CD on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Call now, 1-800-236-0531. Or write to us at the address on your screen. Or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. And be sure to go to tomorrowsworld.org/digital. Have a digital subscription sent right to your email inbox, faster than postal mail. Visit us online now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that more than 130,000 men, women, and children around the world die every day. What will happen to them? Are they living in some other place, in some other state or condition of life? If you have your Bible, turn to the book of Job. This ancient patriarch suffered some painful lessons, but after Job learned the greatest lesson in life, God blessed him greatly. In his agony, Job asked the fundamental question of life. Job 14, verse 14. If a man dies, shall he live again? How did Job answer his own question? Job 14, verse 14. All the days of my hard service I will wait till my change comes. You shall call and I will answer you. You shall desire the work of your hands. My friends, that change will come when Job is resurrected. Do you understand the biblical truth of the resurrection from the dead? There are two chapters in your Bible that describe the great future for those who die in the faith, 1 Corinthians 15 and 1 Thessalonians 4. The author of those chapters, the Apostle Paul, defended his Christian faith when he was challenged by the Jewish Council of Sanhedrin in Jerusalem. Paul made the resurrection the major issue. He spoke to the assembly of both Pharisees and Sadducees. You can read about this confrontation in Acts, the 23rd chapter, Acts 23 and verse 6. But when Paul perceived that one part were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, "Men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. Concerning the hope and resurrection of the dead, I am being judged." My friends, we thank God that Jesus Christ is our living Savior. Your future hope after death and my future hope after death is the resurrection of the dead. But what happens between the time you die and the future resurrection? Will you go to heaven, hell, or purgatory? Let's find the answer in the example of Lazarus, Jesus' friend who died. Turn in your Bible to John, the 11th chapter. You may be acquainted with the inspiring story of Lazarus' death and resurrection. John 11, verse 1. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore the sisters sent to him, saying, "Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick." The town of Bethany, where Lazarus lived, is on the southeastern slope of the Mount of Olives. In fact, years ago, my wife and I walked from Bethany through the town of Bethphage to the Mount of Olives in less than a half hour. So Bethany is not that far from Jerusalem, about 2 miles away, as it states in John 11, verse 17. Jesus loved Lazarus, but instead of immediately rushing to heal Lazarus, Jesus actually delayed a couple days before traveling to Bethany. Jesus said, "Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up." Then his disciples said, "Lord, if he sleeps, he will get well." However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he was speaking about taking rest and sleep. Then Jesus said to them plainly, "Lazarus is dead." That's in John 11, verses 11 through 14. When Jesus arrived with his disciples in Bethany, Mary, a sister of Lazarus, went out to meet him, John 11 and verse 32. Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him?" And some of them said, "Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying?" Jesus allowed Lazarus to die. Why? That we may believe in the resurrection. Jesus said, "And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe." When Jesus arrived in Bethany, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Did Lazarus go to the glories of heaven, and then was he forced to come back in a physical body when Jesus resurrected him? Of course not. Lazarus did not go to heaven or to a burning hellfire when he died. Lazarus simply died and had no consciousness. Jesus said very plainly, "Lazarus sleeps. Lazarus is dead." Read that in John 11, verse 11 and verse 14. My friends, we ask the question, what happens when you die? Jesus said that Lazarus sleeps. Sleep is a metaphor for death. There is no consciousness. There is no pain. All the deceased in the world are still dead. They feel no pain. They are not suffering. As it tells us in Ecclesiastes 9, verse 10, "Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. For there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going." Let's understand, my friends. All the dead in the world are now at rest in peace. But there is a judgment day. Christians are now under judgment, as it tells us in 1 Peter 4, verse 17. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Genuine Christians are now under judgment. But when will everyone else be judged? The great white throne judgment occurs after the millennium. That's the time when the second general resurrection takes place. That's the time when unsaved relatives and friends will have an opportunity to repent of their sins and accept Christ's sacrifice, his shed blood, for their sins. You can learn more about that inspiring time in our informative free audio CD titled, Is There Life After Death? We'll continue with the powerful story of Lazarus' death and resurrection in the next part of our program. But first, let me give you another opportunity to order your inspiring free CD titled, Is There Life After Death? This free compact disc contains three Tomorrow's World programs that will give you hope and inspiration. It describes more biblical truth concerning your life after death than we have time for on this program. You need this inspiring audio CD. It will help you in your study of the Bible and reveal the way to victory over death. Be sure to request your free copy. Call now.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter.
One of the greatest questions in life you and I need to answer is, what happens when you die? Your Bible gives the inspiring hope of the resurrection. Lazarus of Bethany was a good friend of Jesus and was sick unto death. Lazarus' friends knew that Jesus could heal Lazarus and prevent his death. But Jesus delayed and allowed Lazarus to die. Why? The reason, my friends, is that Jesus gave us and the world an awesome proof of the resurrection from the dead. Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Let's continue in the Gospel of John, chapter 11 and verse 38. Then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days." What did Jesus say? Did he say, "Don't worry, Martha, he's gone to the glories of heaven"? No, he did not say that. Jesus was about to demonstrate the glory of the resurrection. John 11, verse 40. Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me." Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go." What was the lesson for everyone? Jesus demonstrated the power of the resurrection from the dead. Many professing Christians assume that when people die, they go immediately to heaven, hell, or purgatory. Is that what Christ taught? When Lazarus died, did he go to heaven? No, he did not. Lazarus was in the tomb 4 days. Then Jesus brought him back to life. Jesus resurrected Lazarus from the dead to live out his natural physical life. As Jesus proclaimed in John 11, verse 25, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Lazarus was dead. Did Lazarus go to the glories of heaven? And was he then forced to come back in a physical body when Jesus resurrected him? Of course not. Lazarus did not go to heaven or to a burning hellfire when he died. Lazarus simply died and had no consciousness. Jesus said very plainly, "Lazarus sleeps, Lazarus is dead." Read that in John 11, verse 11 and verse 14. My friends, do you believe your Savior? Jesus resurrected Lazarus from the dead to live out his natural physical life. But the resurrection of deceased faithful Christians is to eternal immortal life. And that takes place at the return of Christ. Let's read that in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. The resurrection is the hope of a Christian. If one already went to heaven at death, there is no need for a resurrection. One is not born with immortality or eternal life. Believe it or not, the Bible teaches that a soul can die. The soul is not immortal. Let's briefly review that, which will be shocking to many. Turn in your Bible to Ezekiel 18 and verse 4. The soul who sins shall die. The Hebrew word for soul is nephesh, which means physical or natural life. Souls can die. No human has an immortal soul. I hope, my friends, that you have not believed in the pagan doctrine of immortal souls. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 53, we learn that at the resurrection, this mortal must put on immortality. My friends, you and I are mortal, but faithful Christians will receive the gift of immortality. When? At the resurrection. This is the first general resurrection explained in 1 Corinthians 15 and 1 Thessalonians 4, the resurrection to immortality. My friends, do you believe in the pagan doctrine of an immortal soul? Or do you believe your own Bible? Consider this historic perspective from the Jewish Encyclopedia. The belief that the soul continues its existence after the dissolution of the body is a matter of philosophical or theological speculation rather than of simple faith, and is accordingly nowhere expressly taught in Holy Scripture. The belief in the immortality of the soul came to the Jews from contact with Greek thought and chiefly through the philosophy of Plato, its principal exponent, who was led to it through Orphic and Eleusinian mysteries in which Babylonian and Egyptian views were strangely blended. My friends, you need to study what the Bible plainly teaches. Are billions who never heard the name of our Savior lost forever? Is God so cruel? This free audio CD that we're offering today will give you the answer. Pick up the telephone right now and request your free CD titled, Is There Life After Death? This free audio compact disc contains three Tomorrow's World programs. Is There Life After Death? The Three Resurrections? And Are They All Lost Forever? This audio CD will give you the biblical references and you'll be able to study on your own time and at your own convenience. Request your free copy. Is There Life After Death? Just ask for the audio CD on life after death. You can also order this free CD on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses. You can also find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Tomorrow's World.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Call now. 1-800-236-0531. Or write to us at the address on your screen. Or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. And be sure to go to tomorrowsworld.org/digital. Have a digital subscription sent right to your email inbox, faster than postal mail. Visit us online now.
We've seen on today's program that when a person dies, he or she remains dead until the resurrection. A dead person does not have an immortal soul, as we've seen. A dead person has no consciousness. He or she is at peace, experiencing no pain. Jesus referred to death as a sleep. The Apostle Paul referred to death as a sleep. This truth should give you great comfort, realizing that some of your unsaved relatives are not now burning in hell, and no dead person is feeling any pain. But there is a future judgment. As it states in Hebrews 9, verse 27, It is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. My friends, let's understand. There are three general resurrections. The first general resurrection from the dead is to immortal life. The second general resurrection from the dead is to physical life and judgment. The third resurrection is punishment and eternal death in the lake of fire. These are explained in the free audio CD we're offering today, Is There Life After Death? You need to study this subject for yourself. What will happen to the billions of people who never had a genuine opportunity for salvation? They will be resurrected in the white throne judgment described in Revelation 20, verses 11 through 13. This second general resurrection is a resurrection to judgment. That's when billions of so-called unsaved humans will face judgment and have their first genuine opportunity for salvation. Throughout the history of the world, billions of people have never even heard the name of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Is God so unfair as to condemn them to suffer in hellfire forever? Millions of people have died in war, genocide, accidents, and by famine and disease. But God will resurrect them to a new life, a new, beautiful, prosperous world that has been ruled by Jesus Christ for 1,000 years. These are the rest of the dead mentioned in Revelation 20, verse 4, who were not in the first general resurrection. They will be resurrected to physical life in the white throne judgment described in Revelation 20, verses 11 through 13. There is great hope for those you may have thought were lost forever. God has an awesome plan for all humanity. His plan is sure, just, and wonderful. Everyone, including non-Christians, will have a genuine opportunity to respond to the true gospel, to surrender to their Savior Jesus Christ, and to be a part of God's family for all eternity. Be sure to request your free audio CD, Is There Life After Death? The three programs on this CD cover much more vital information than we've had time for on this program. They explain the mystery of life after death and what happens when you die. Be sure to request your free copy. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World or watch us online at any time. In these dangerous and challenging times, you need the encouragement, faith, and truth that come from your Bible. Gerald Weston, Wallace Smith, our guest presenter, Rod McNair, and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ, the good news of the coming kingdom of God, and the exciting end time prophecies and their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week, right here at this same time.
To take advantage of today's free offer or view today's program now or anytime, go to tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.